This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, they say you don't know a man until they're under fire, and Steve Bannon's been under more fire than even President Trump or myself. And now Letitia James, the George Soros-funded, created tyrant who swore to get Trump and Bannon, has made good on her promise with these newest trumped-up charges. Here he is, defiantly being perp-walked, part of their show trial event, in front of the media, quoting the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, "I have only begun to fight."
For every conservative, this is what happens the last days of the dying regime. They will never shut me up. Not to kill me first. I have not yet begun to fight.
Steve Bannon's here with us for 30 minutes. He's a busy man. Steve, I'm going to try to just shut up and give you the floor to give us a briefing on what's really going on here.
Well, this is just continues on. You know, yesterday they had a 35-person FBI essentially raid on 35 people regarding J6. Everything that they're doing right now, Alex, since they've lost in Mar-a-Lago, right? The judge shut them down in Mar-a-Lago. That thing shut down. The J6 committee on Capitol Hill has been a total nothing burger. They understand they're getting the tables run on them because of your audience and because of War Room Posse and all of it, that the MAGA movement, conservative Republicans, are showing out in record numbers to blow them out of the House of Representatives, take over the Senate. So this is a dying regime. I mean, you did the best analysis, I think, anybody, on the demonic speech of Joe Biden in Philadelphia. Remember, he had a couple of days in Bethesda and Scranton to lead up to that. Then he totally demonized our movement and declared war on us. And this is part of that war. These things have all been in the works. And so they declared war. Then they immediately go. They obviously can't get to President Trump. So they're going to get to Alex Jones. They're going to get to Steve Bannon. They're going to get to everybody that's got a platform. They're trying to shut our platforms down. And they're trying to stop our voices. And why? They understand it's not about Alex Jones or Donald Trump or Steve Bannon or Tucker Carlson. It's about the people that come to their sites and then become activists, right? That's what they want to shut down, Alex. They're maniacally focused on doing it. They're scared. This is the primal scream of a dying regime, and we just have to power through it. I tell people, don't worry about me, right? And people send their prayers. I love and appreciate it. Pray for our enemies. We're on the offense right now, and we're not going to back off. And that's why I quoted one of my two naval heroes, Admiral Nelson being the other, but John Paul Jones, "I have not yet begun to fight." Remember when he said that, it wasn't looking too good. The Richard was basically aflames and about to sink. So he won at the end of the day and took the British warship. So no, Alex, you know military history. You're a warrior. You're I Corps commander. So we're not giving up. We're not backing down an inch.
Well, I just want you to be able to get out all the key information here in this 30 minutes we have, because you're absolutely right. People ask, how am I taking all these attacks? And I said, listen, we're all under attack. And once you just get that this is an un-American, outside, globalist war, then you just gut up like our ancestors did and decide to do the right thing no matter what happens.
No, listen, that's why I'm so proud of having you on the show a couple times about the Great Reset. You walk everybody through the globalist regime we're up against. And these guys, it's not even about one election when we win this November. They're not going to sit there and pat you on the head and go, hey, what a lovely idea. Why don't you guys, here's the keys, you guys drive it, you take it for a while. Every day is Stalingrad. We're going to have to fight the administrative state here and their rogue element, the deep state. We're going to have to take down the globalist apparatus to free people from throughout the world, everything from the CCP in Beijing to the World Economic Forum and all the groups that work with them in concert. So no. There's a war going on. We understand that, and we're winning because we actually have more of the people on our side. But that's why, Alex, as you know, either forcing you into bankruptcy, putting Steve Bannon in jail, prosecuting President Trump, it's all part of the same cloth.
It certainly is, and we're not putting a good face on this. They really are losing all the polls, all the numbers, not just here but worldwide show that. Where is the best place for people to find your show that they're so scared of?
The easiest way is just go to warroom.org, or you go to Real America's Voice. They're our distributor and producer. So just go to Real America's Voice or go to warroom.org. Either one, you can get all the shows, all the episodes.
Well, you say we don't worry about Steve Bannon, but we are going to worry about Steve Bannon. We'll talk about how people can support you and so much more straight ahead with Steve Bannon. Back in 60 seconds.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Steve Bannon, targeted by George Soros in the deep state, is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Bannon is the tip of the spear. This is the Alex Jones Show.
As it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching there when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each chin, in every side. Will you partake of that?
We didn't ask to be persecuted, but we knew it was going to happen, and I can tell by Steve Bannon's bearing, he's proud to be an American and follow in the footsteps of his ancestors, who I know were also American patriots, like his father and grandfather and others. And he's here with us up against Letitia James and the rigged courts and George Soros and the Democratic Party and the FBI raids that happened yesterday and the Mar-a-Lago situation and all of it. So, Steve Bannon, give us what's happening to you and then the state of America and the world and what you think everybody should be doing right now at this critical juncture.
Look, the only way, nobody's going to come to save you. Nobody's going to come to save us. We have to do it ourselves, just like our forefathers had to do. This is the American story. This is the lineage of American patriotism, right? Going all the way back, as you know well, Alex, to the Revolutionary Generation. We have to do it ourselves. That's why, you know, InfoWars, right, has been so big and so powerful and so meaningful. It's the reason War Room is starting to do it. Tucker Carlson. These are platforms. Remember, Donald Trump's instrumentality is, if you're in Washington, D.C. or New York City, or Davos, not in the room, not in the deal. And the American working class and the middle class have not been in the room since Ronald Reagan. Donald Trump put you in the room and he put you at the head of the table. It's the reason they got to take Trump out. It's the reason for the Mar-a-Lago race. It's the reason for all of it. It's the reason they got to put Alex Jones out. Remember, Alex Jones are trying to put into bankruptcy right now. Multiple cases and things all over the country. But that's just the first. They're doing all the stuff that Alex Jones didn't even know about, right? And that he can't even talk about right now. But it's the same with me. But it's, if you give up and surrender and stop, right, you could always go do something else. But that's the definition of a patriot. Remember, Alex, in the Revolutionary Generation, only about a third of the nation were on the patriot side. A third of the nation were hardcore Tories, and about a third were in the middle. Like every revolution you see, or every, they're going to play both sides, and they're going to go to the winner. Right now, you're actually seeing, and this is why Letitia James and the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Biden administration and crazier, they see the shifting nature of this inclusive nationalism and participatory populism. They can do the math. They're very smart and cunning people. They understand in the great state of Texas, in South Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, we're going to get now 50% of the Hispanic vote. Right. They understand that African-American men more than ever are starting to come to the MAGA cause. Right. They see the other day this school board in I think it was Miami-Dade County voted 8-1 because of pressure on the parents not to have Gay Pride Month in October where they can use that to groom their children. That's the Hispanic community. We're winning. We're 2/3 of the nation right now. We just have to get our message out more and get our voices out more and get our votes out more. Why are they trying to shut down War Room? Why are they trying to not just put Alex Jones in bankruptcy? Why are they trying to liquidate everything around Alex Jones? They understand the more that you have out there with InfoWars, and particularly things like the Great Reset book where people can read it. People that have never heard of Alex Jones's name, or if they heard it, hate him, and they read it and go, wow, this guy was saying this 20 and 30 years ago. This guy's actually been connecting dots, not just on transhumanism, but this kind of global apparatus. This is not actually a conspiracy theory. This is actually something that's real. That's what they want to stop. And if we sit there and ever blink, if we ever back up an inch, if we ever show any fear, we lose. And so remember, we don't have the ability to, we don't have we don't have the option of having mistakes. Everything we have to do is be spot on and hammer every day. And that's why, look, all the prayers of people around the nation, I really appreciate it. I had so many people saying they pray for me, and it's so powerful, and the power of prayer is everything. But pray for our enemies, okay? Because now we're coming for them, and we're going to blow them out the ballot box, and that's just the start. Remember, the people who think it's tough times now, you think we've gone through hard times, we've got 10 or 20 years of this. This is a fourth turning. And it's not going to end on November 8th, just like it didn't end back in December of 16. You can't be that naive. You have to understand. We're at, as the subtitle of your book says, Alex, it's a war for the world. It's a war for the entire world. This is really the Third World War, okay? This is not going to be fought with bullets, tanks, and guns, at least not now. The kinetic part of this may get to be later, right, as the forces of oppression come against us, because we're winning right now. That's what I tell everybody. It's all about your agency. It's all about your action. It's all about your focus. And we don't need everybody. If this is too much for you, and I say this to people all the time, if this is too hard or too tough, that's fine. That's fine. Just stay up to the side until you see us start to win and then jump back on board. But for those that are patriots, those that sit there and go, hey, if this was the Revolutionary War, I would have been at Saratoga. If this is a Revolutionary War, I'd have been at Trenton. If this is a Revolutionary War, I'd have been at Valley Forge. Well, this is your Revolutionary War right here and right now. And now's the time to sign up. And what do? You become a force. First off, you become a force multiplier. Just become a force multiplier. Do that first. Use your agency. And we're going to win this. We know we're on the side. We know we're on the side of the righteous. We know we have the issues on our side. Did they ever come in and debate Alex Jones and the issues? Have you ever heard any guy come and really debate Alex Jones and the issue? No. He's a conspiracy theorist. We got to bankrupt him. We got to liquidate the company. We got to throw him off all media. Does anybody ever come and try to, they're going to debate Steve Bannon? I've debated the top guys in the world all over the world and crushed them every time. They're going to sit there and debate, right? Bernard Levy from up in Canada and Toronto. Bernard Levy in Athens. I blow these guys off the stage. They're not going to debate us, Alex. What they're going to try to do is not just deplatform us. It's now either imprison you or put you in total liquidation bankruptcy.
And, Steve, before you went on live, you said, I don't want to talk about myself. I want to talk about everybody. But I differ in that one area. You're a champion for liberty. You were the main brain trust with Trump that really got a lot of the great gains of freedom and liberty and anti-globalism in that first few years where they distracted Trump with the Russiagate stuff. And they see you like the Romans would have a standard that was their logo, was you know, their symbol of victory. And if the enemy could capture that, that was a big victory. There's some famous cases of the Germans, capturing one, a whole war starting. They see you as like a Roman eagle standard that they want to get. And it's a rallying point. They can get you, they can get us all. So we need to stand with you. We need to support you. We need to back you. Because I know they've been trying to run you to ground like us. How do we support the War Room? How do we support one of our main champions?
I think, look, it's very simple for your audience. So just go to warroom.org or go to Rumble or go to Real America's Voice, any of our distribution partners, and just watch the show. All we ask is that it's all free.
And share.
We don't have any paywall or anything at all. Just share it. All we want to share. Listen, one of the things I find most powerful is I see Alex Jones's content everywhere and different things. That means we're winning. They can't shut it down because they can't stop this content. And they understand that the more people that see the content, look, they've taken Alex Jones off of everything. And your content's still out there bigger than ever. They try to shut War Room down off everything, YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all of it. And we're bigger than ever. Because why? The audience is sharing it.
Because of the people. And we're going to break one more segment. But I want to just show some video for TV viewers, radio listeners. Go to the War Room on your site and see it. It'd be a great video people put together with Man Comes Around, your song Johnny Cash. But the way you looked in that courtroom, just absolutely looked energized and not even defiant, but it's an image of victory. And instead of being defeated at that point, I just see a man that knows he's where he was supposed to be, where he wanted to be. Can you speak for 30 seconds on how you were feeling in that kangaroo court?
Very powerful. It was one of the best days of my life. I tell you, I had a chance to visit with some of the officers and stuff. There's so many MAGA people. There's so many people that are afraid. They have to be because of their jobs. We're winning. The people behind the scenes support us. Trust me. We are winning. That's what I'm saying. We have two-thirds of the American people in back of us.
Well, Steve, I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to put a T-shirt out with that face. That look is just victory. I'm going to paint a whole wall in our office with you on it because that look just.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Google man in the world. And boy, we got some big announcements coming soon. Andrew Tate and I. Just look for that in the next coming weeks. Freedom is popular. The globalists are in trouble. And they think they can target the leaders of the human resistance to this tyranny and we'll just go away or it'll intimidate others. This is our chance to shine and measure up to our amazing ancestors. Steve Bannon, you are always on fire, but you are particularly on fire. And I just admire the incredible work you're doing. In the closing 8 minutes we have left before you've got to go, please continue to give everybody their marching orders.
Well, remember, yesterday the irony was when I was in New York City about the wall, Mayor Adams had a delegation down. Remember, he's made it a sanctuary city. So they're being inundated right now with illegal aliens or unauthorized and unapproved personages that are here. And we've had 4.9 million in the first 18 months of the Biden regime. The New York Times even reports there's a million in the asylum program that won't even be dealt with for an average of 5 to 7 years, and they're going to live here with all these benefits. Adams sent a delegation down to find out about the border. The mayor of D.C., because the National Guard won't come out, is declaring a state of emergency in D.C. because of being inundated about this, right? So what they're one of the things that drives them crazy is, yes, this was a civilian movement. We understood we couldn't build the whole wall, but this was symbology to help Trump when Nancy Pelosi first took over as Speaker of the House and shut down any ability of the Trump administration to build the wall. And we bought, if you saw the movie, I think it's Sicario, about El Paso and Juarez, that's exactly where we built that first amazing mile of wall.
No. I know the Delta Force guys that were involved. That movie Sicario is a true story.
It's a true story. By the way, everybody should watch it. If you want to see what we did on the wall, we built right at the number one place where the human traffic, when they drug traffic coming from Juarez into El Paso, up the side of that mountain is where we built the wall. And we built it in 4 days over Memorial Day. This is what drove them crazy. They tried to shut it down. They couldn't. Remember, if you believe in the sovereignty of your nation, if you will fight for the sovereignty of your nation, they are out to destroy you. And that's why the people at the tip of the spear, they're going to try to destroy as symbols to scare you off. But it's you they're coming for. They want to either have you arrested or take all your money or psychologically have you just surrender and say, you know what, I'm going to go play golf. I'm just going to hang out at the beach. If you do that, the country is over. There's no doubt. This is not about, like I said, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, or Alex Jones. This is about you. This is a populist movement. This is a inclusive nationalist movement. They understand throughout the world. You're seeing it happen in Italy right now with Giorgia Meloni. You're seeing it happening this Sunday in Sweden with the Swedish Democrats.
Brazil.
They had Greta Thunberg out today campaigning on this ridiculous transition to green energy, which is supposed to bankrupt us all. And that's why I think as a framing device, I'm so proud, the Great Reset, you've got to, if you understand, hey, how did this all come about? What is this great war for the world? That's why, Alex, I think your book is fantastic as a primer to get everybody up to speed to then understand we must win and we must win at the ballot box. We can do that November 8th, but that's just the start. Like I said, this is a 10 or 20 year project. It took us 50 or 60 years to get here. It's going to take us 20 years to get out.
I totally agree. And since you mentioned the Great Reset and the War for the World that you championed, and I really appreciate you reading it, it was easy to write. It's their quotes. It's their battle plan. What if people would have read Mein Kampf that Hitler wrote? Everything he said in the book, he did. Well, this is their Mein Kampf. So this is their admissions right here. This is their confessions. That's why I call it the blueprint of the Death Star.
No, listen, here's the beauty of the book. You actually quote them at length. You take a couple of the top books. You take a couple of the top thinkers. You tie it all together. And this is what people have to understand. Look, Once you read this, you'll understand what we're up against, okay? You'll understand exactly what this apparatus, you know, what Alex calls it, the Death Star. But you understand what we're up against. And we're not going to back off this. We can't back off it. The United States is actually the centerpiece of this battle. Because they understand, just like in the Revolutionary War, if they can take the liberty and freedom of American citizens, they can take it anywhere. And that's why you have to fight back. And by the way, Alex, I'm not just Reddit. I tell everybody, get a pen. I always got my great pens here. I had my pen, and I'm underlining everything. And here's the beauty of it. You footnote everything. This is not Alex Jones's opinions. What Alex Jones's team has done is pulled it all together. It's all referenced right there. You can go to a footnote. I know you've got an online site about it, too. That's why I think Tony Lyons and the guys at Skyhorse did such a great job. But listen, once you read this book, you understand why the Alex Joneses and the Steve Bannons are not going to back off. There's all kind of other things we could do. There's all kind of other things Trump could do. There's all kind of other things Tucker Carlson could do. We're all in this fight, and we're never going to back off one inch. And we don't care what they try to do. As I told them yesterday, hey, they and I know you've been swatted all the time, Alex, and never talk about it. People don't understand the pressure that Alex Jones and others like him are under behind the scenes. He's been swatted so many times. I get swatted, what, four times in, what, 10 days, 2 weeks, a couple of weeks? And those are sort of, they're trying to kill you by cop. It's not the police's fault. The police are coming there to do their job. But they wanted to make you one false move. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as you know, she sleeps with an AR-15 in her bedroom. If she had come the first night to that door like she normally would, if she hears noise outside, and had her AR-15 out, Marjorie Taylor Greene be done. They'd have done and dusted her right there. She'd be graveyard dead. Okay? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to assassinate you. They're trying to bankrupt you. They're trying to liquidate you. They're trying to imprison you. And hey, if you ever show any fear, if you ever show, oh my gosh, they are going to run the table. So now's our revolutionary generation moment. Let's make those men and women proud of us. Those men and women that actually fought off the greatest empire of the world at the time for the freedom of this country and pass it down for, what, 14 generations? Okay, now it's our time to stand up. This is our moment.
That's right. It's a historic crossroads. And if you study the New World Order, the globalists, it's much worse to submit to them. So there's really no choice but to fight that. But you called yesterday the best day of your life. You just extremely iconic. Al Pacino couldn't, you know, radiate that much charisma or confidence. And you're a confident guy, but you're not normally being, you know, arrogant, displaying your will. What was happening in that courtroom? Because I'll just say it. You look extremely energized and powerful right there.
I just think, look, I'm a big believer in the Holy Spirit. That was a very spiritual moment. The whole day was for me, just very calm and collected and very focused. I understand, hey, we're over the target now. We're never going to back off this. We're never going to back off. This is what they're trying to do for President Trump. Remember, what they did yesterday, and Alex is right, they want to get the guys around it, right? And they particularly want to get the guys that have platforms around it because they want to choke him off. Listen, Mar-a-Lago failed. They're not going to win on appeal. Mar-a-Lago thing is done. Okay, that's why they sent 35 FBI guys out yesterday to start to roll up other people for another grand jury. They are demonic right now. Just go back and watch Biden's speech. What did that? That is the most disgraceful speech, Alex, as you said, in the history of this country. And to perform a sacrilege and really where the Declaration of Independence was drafted and negotiated.
He was pissing. He was pissing on 1776.
Right there in front of the whole nation with that demonic red. A disgrace. By the way, those were all signals to his buddies on a global basis, right? To bathe the greatest sanctuary of liberty, Independence Hall, with the Constitution and the Declaration on the greatest nation of freedom in the world, that freed more people than anybody in the world, to bathe that in that blood red, a disgrace. And we're never backing down on that demon.
And then his speech was, we're the enemy. He did it again yesterday. He said Republican voters and Trump voters are the enemy and are terrorists. I'm really concerned we're out of time with false flags in the next 60 days for the election. Steve, how long are you going to be out before this fiasco? Because I want to get you back as soon as possible.
I'm going to be, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Anytime, any day. I watch I-Corps Commander every day, Alex Jones. So just tell me when.
Warroom.org. Everybody get there and support Steve Bannon. Get his books, all his material. If you don't support Steve Bannon, you're not supporting yourself. Steve, amazing. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Anytime I'm depressed or down now, I'm just going to pull that video up of Steve Bannon in court. Man, that's incredible. Thank you, Steve.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150, or a Cadillac, or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a just an average man with an average life. I'm from 95. Hey, hell, I made a promise. I want to be let alone.
All right, Dr. Andrew Wakefield is the most prominent scientist and medical researcher to first expose vaccines and their connection to all these health problems. Decades ago, and he got destroyed but rebuilt because the truth came out. They rigged everything against him. So that's coming up in studio next hour. But look at this image of Steve Bannon when he is in there being set up for money laundering and all this crap with his charity giving 95% to actually build the wall. Oh, my God, the charity took 5%. How evil. Bono takes 99% and gives 1%. I mean, it's just ridiculous that this has gone on, but that's what's happening. But Andrew Tate, we did a big interview yesterday. It's going to air on Monday, like a documentary with a bunch of clips and added factoids and information. It's going to be a big interview. He's the most Googled guy in the world, and I've known him for many, many years. He's hosted the show. He's come to Austin. I know him and his brother well. Paul Watson's really good friends with him. And they're scared of him, and they're lying about who he is. So I want to play these clips. We got four different clips. We're just going to play these back to back. Here's some of the excerpts of the hour-long interview that's going to drop live on the show Monday. But take these clips and share them everywhere. Everything we have is copyright-free, free to air. Take these clips and get them out to the world, because Andrew Tate's the most cool guy in the world. His information is liberating and is empowering, and we can get folks to come to InfoWars by promoting this. And we got a lot of great stuff with Andrew Tate that's coming up. Let's just say this. We're going to join forces in the near future, and I'm going to leave it at that. You'll hear about it the next few weeks, but it's on like Donkey Kong. So we'll play these clips. I'll hit a bunch of other big breaking news here on this live Friday edition, but here are some preludes. Here are some hors d'oeuvres. Here is kind of the pre-show of what's coming up on Monday. I'm really concerned about false flags ahead of the midterms. We already see them cutting the power off all over the world. They said we're going to go big with environmentalism and power outages in the undercover video from Project Veritas about 8 months ago. We now see that happening. How do you see these control freaks striking back?
Well, this is what's scary, is because power and energy is the absolute base for any country on the planet. If you don't have energy or power, you have nothing else. You don't have security, you don't have safety, you don't have food production, you don't have absolutely anything. So they're going down to the very, very core and very, very crux of humanity now. Once power outages start becoming a mainstream thing, it's not just about not being able to turn on your television. It's about crime. It's about people dying on the street. It's about emergency services. It's about food production. It's about so many more important things. And it's truly evil. But when you get insulated like these people are at the level they're at, completely insulated from the consequences of their own actions, they're prepared to sacrifice a few pawns in their own mind to try and win the chess game. And that's what they see us as. They see us as disposable and expendable. And yes, we're living in 2022. We're living in a society and a world which is very, very technologically advanced. There is no reason for anywhere to be running out of power. We've had electricity for long enough. And when that starts happening, to believe it's some kind of accident or coincidence is asinine. It is impossible in the current world we live in, with all the current resource and all the smart people on the planet, and the fact that we all know we need electricity, and the fact that we had all the electricity we needed in the 80s, to now be here 40 or 50 years later and say we can't generate electricity. That is clown world fantasy.
And the globalists said they were going to cut the power off. They cut off thousands of coal power plants here alone, while China builds three a week.
I think that it's very, very important that we understand if we do not hang together, we will hang one by one. And it's important for people to sit here and think, well, he got banned, maybe he was too extreme. This guy got banned, maybe he said this one bad thing once. He got banned, maybe the media has a point. They don't have a point. If they had a genuine point and they weren't afraid of open debate and discourse, then nobody would be getting banned at all. And they're pushing things far too close to the barrier, and they're doing that on purpose because they fear different ideas. I do believe that God has a plan for the world, and his plan is not to allow these people to completely and utterly burn it to the ground. I do believe that we're in a period of a redemption arc for humanity, and things have gotten dark now, but a ball always hits the bottom before it bounces to the top. But it's very important that people who are awake and the people who understand not only try and educate as many people as possible, but also support each other and also support the leaders like yourself and like myself, who are out here taking on the risk and the responsibility of being completely deplatformed, depersoned, having serious threats on our safety and security, to try and tell the truth. It's been a very interesting few years, and we've seen what happens when people don't have a voice and don't stand up and try and rebel against these systems. I really do think that the acts that have happened across these last few years in the name of trying to save lives for COVID have been genuinely, genuinely criminal. And I don't think they would have tested this kind of system or tested this kind of censorship and repression to just stop it and go back to normal. I think it was a test of a system, and they intend on coming in harder than ever before with some new story and some new excuse later on down the line. And it gets to a point where you finally have to stand up and realize that you cannot run from what is going to come to you. You cannot escape it. You cannot hide. You cannot deny it. You get to a point where you understand you need to find people who are like-minded and stand up. And the best way you can stand up at this current point in time is just to educate others and just to highlight the injustices which are being purported by these systems. My banning was absolutely and utterly unjust. I never broke any terms of service. They know that. The whole world knows that now. And the public sentiment is on my side. And the more people talk about this and the more people discuss this and tell others and educate others, the harder it's going to be for them to keep this curtain, this iron curtain of theirs, over the truth. Because that's all they truly want to do.
They have shut us down. This is warfare against the West because the Western ideal cannot operate when the globalists have all these other countries under slavery. People will aspire to Western freedom, and so it has to be gotten rid of. Can you speak to that?
Oh, yeah, completely and utterly. And they have to change society and change the basis on which society is run. Society was run on in the West on the premise of freedom. You can come to the West, and if you comply with the law, we will provide you with freedom. They realize that, like you said, that doesn't give them enough control, and that's what tyrants are obsessed with. So they want to replace freedom with safety, because it's the only thing that people will accept their freedom being taken away for. We're going to take all your freedom away, but don't worry, you're going to be safe. You'll be safe from the common cold. You'll be safe from whatever else. So they're trying to destroy our freedoms and replace it with safety. Now, to replace freedom with safety, you need to convince people that they're in danger. How do you do that? Well, you either create a media spin and convince everyone the common cold is somehow deadly, or what you can do is you can cause blackouts, cause mass crime rates to increase, cause mass famine, and put people in danger for real. Because when they're in real danger and they're really scared, then they'll really sign up for safety. If there's only going to be one town in the whole state that has electricity, you're going to agree with whatever piece of paper they make you sign, whatever rules you have to agree to, you're going to agree to get in. And that's what they're trying to do.
And they admit that. Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, and its spokesperson, Klaus Schwab, WEF, says, we're going to get rid of the old system, that's the Great Reset, to build back better, and you're going to have a universal basic income with program tokens that tell you where and how and when you can spend that money. I mean, that is beyond the mark of the beast.
Oh, absolutely, because if anybody understands the world, understands that every single system on the planet is absolutely and utterly corrupt. The judicial system's corrupt, the law system's corrupt. The medical systems are now corrupted. Everything's corrupt. So any system that involves humanity at any level is going to have a degree of corruption. And if you think they're going to give you these tokens and it's going to be somehow fair and non-corrupt, you are a idealist at best and an idiot at worst, probably a combination of the two. I often say to people, if you go to a poker game and there's no referee and there's $5,000 at stake, do you think people would cheat without any kind of referee? And people say, well, yeah, probably. So if you understand that people will cheat in a poker game or a basketball game for menial amounts of money without any kind of judge or referee, how are you going to sit and then believe that the most powerful people on the planet to control nations and control entire populaces are not going to cheat and bend the rules? Of course they are. This is human nature. That's absolutely what they're going to do. They're not going to risk losing. So they're going to cheat and lie and be corrupt their entire way. That's the only thing they're interested in, is absolute and utter power.
Ladies and gentlemen, people decided 500 years ago in Europe to stop the old system of tyranny and to try to create liberty for our children, and it produced incredible wealth and power. Now that's all being erased. Stand with Andrew Tate. Stand with Steve Bannon. Stand with InfoWars. And remember, I can't fight the war against these people without your support. If you don't support us, they're going to win. If you fight back and support us, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, we're going to stay on air, but we need your support now. InfoWarsStore.com, amazing products. We have Diet Force back in stock, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and this Ultimate Greens formula, 50% off, back in stock. Go there now, buy the product, and share the live feeds. One more Andrew Tate clip straight ahead, and then a bunch of more news. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The lockdowns did. That's the real world we're living in. And if you think you're immune from the starvation and death the globalists are carrying out against the third world, think again. That's what we're fighting. And now we have this eugenicist, depopulationist new king of England that is being put in charge. This is just an incredible moment. He's deeply embedded with the World Economic Forum and their programs. But as I said, I interviewed Andrew Tate yesterday. We're adding a bunch of clips and documentation, and it's going to be huge on Monday. We're going to be airing it. But here is one more clip, a little prelude to what's coming up, where he talks about the system's afraid of real masculine men. Here it is. You said it. Aspire to something. Young people aren't aspiring to anything. The left teaches them to be lazy, to be victims, to be depressed, and that's cool. No. When you're fighting in a business or for your family or for your life or getting up to go to your friend's house when they need your help and them helping you, that's the real brotherhood, the sisterhood, the human community of being a clan. And we're one human species that needs those goals. And so people need to aspire and say, I want to be successful. Because it's not even getting to the success that matters. It's aspiring to it. It's what you're supposed to do because you've got to have a purpose-driven life and a mission. And these young people need a mission, and you're giving them a mission.
Absolutely. And what's actually interesting is it's extremely hypocritical, because when the hits the fan, when they need soldiers to go die in a war, when they need firemen to charge into a burning building, when they need police officers to hopefully save children in school shooting and not just stand outside, when they need real men to go do real things, then they call on the men like me and the men who think like me. Then they want the men who are brave, who are masculine, who have tenets of masculinity, who have honor, who have duty. Then they want us. But as soon as they don't want us to go risk our lives to protect them, they say we're not allowed opinion, we're not allowed to think, we're not allowed to talk, and we should be depersoned and deleted. They try and use us absolutely and utterly, because society needs men like us, and I'm the one who's been speaking up for them. They also pretend they give a shit about men's mental health. You told me one example about how I helped your friend. I have hundreds of thousands of emails for young men I've helped, and older men, who I've helped with their mindset and helped with their approach towards life. I have genuinely changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people for the better. They talk about giving a shit about men and giving a shit about men's mental health while deleting me, the person who helps them the most, and saying they're going to replace me with some algorithm matrix agent bot like Logan Paul, who nobody respects and doesn't want to listen to. It's bullshit. If they gave a shit about men's mental health, they'd leave me up there to inspire the youth. They don't care. All they care about is narrative control.
Are you going to get in the ring with Logan Paul?
Let's hope for his sake it never happens, because he doesn't want to get hurt that badly. I just find it very interesting what happened to me, and probably the same thing happened to you. During my banning, I saw in real time and learned which public figures, which talking heads, which are allowed to have a platform by the Matrix, actually have any kind of degree of character, and which ones will instantly bend, break, and swap and change their opinion on you overnight because somebody above them told them they have to. You get to learn in real time who actually sticks up for you and is true, and some people are, and which ones just instantly cave and comply. You'd be amazed how many people have absolutely no moral fiber.
All right, so that interview drops Monday. That was about 8 minutes of it. And powerful? I don't say something's powerful unless it's powerful. That was powerful. And Dr. Andrew Wakefield is powerful, because he went through hell and was demonized and lied about by the corporate press. Same way I've been. Total misrepresentations, but it came out a decade later. What he said was dead on in the research, and they falsified the reports on him. He is uniquely positioned. He's in that green room right there. He'll be here with us in about 10 minutes in the studio. To speak to, they lied about the shot. Doesn't protect you. 9 out of 10 dying have been triple jabbed. Incredible information. He'll be responding to that. And when you share this information, it's going to save lives. They have record low vaccine uptake now all over the Western world. Not just the poison mRNA gene therapy shots, but all the shots. I'm not against inoculation. I know there's real technology. You get a small part of something that's bad, and then your body learns how to beat it. But what are they Trojan horsing in there? Why do they have liability protection? What are all these secret deals they've done? Why did they sequence the COVID-19 years before they released it? That's coming out in the European Union Parliament. We played that first hour. It's all coming up next hour. This is just as important as Andrew Tate or Steve Bannon. Families, masculinity, human drive, strength, free speech, nationalism, populism, capitalism, prosperity, and medical freedom. That's coming up next hour. But I'll tell listeners again, we're toe-to-toe with George Soros. We're toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And we can't continue to prosecute this fight without you. So I want to thank all the listeners who have supported us over the years and commend you. But I want to tell the listeners that tune in by the millions every day that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com, never bought a great product, never got a t-shirt, never got a water filter, never got one of our great supplements, to just ask you, I mean, who's fighting for you? I just want to win this fight. And I can't do it without you. So I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com to go there today, because we've got so many great products back in stock. Our green fiber product is all of the key known, like wheatgrass and alfalfa and cilantro concentrates for your body's immunity, for your intestines' health, for your overall vitality. I mean, this is such a great product. Back in stock, will be sold out for a year because of supply chain breakdowns. 50% off. What's 40% off is Diet Force. I'm still a fat ass, but I lost 40-something pounds taking this in just the last few months. You've all seen it. It's all the known concentrated herbs and compounds that naturally help speed up your metabolism, like you're a younger person, to burn that fat. Diet Force, back in stock, 40% off. Then, the nootropics, two different formulas, two different deals. We went out and created Brainforce Plus 5-6 years ago. Well, the first Brainforce came out, and then the FDA banned one of the ingredients. So when you change it, you got to change the label. So it's Brainforce Plus, got a new ingredient that's just as good or maybe even better. And it's 5 to 6 hours of clean energy that doesn't give you a letdown, that's healthy and good for your body. InfoWarsStore.com, Brainforce Plus is 50% off. And then Brainforce Ultra is, nobody's got this formula. It kicks in really fast, lasts 2 to 3 hours, and you can sleep and feel great after it, no letdown. It's really something special. Everybody should enjoy and experience Brainforce Ultra, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, let's hit some of these other news items. This is a big story from Zero Hedge. It's on InfoWars.com. So frightening. Ukraine's top general doesn't rule out limited nuclear war to defeat the Russians. And NATO's pushing the same ideas. Mother details how university official taught 4-year-old pronouns, gender identities. We have all these undercover videos of Project Veritas and others where they say, yeah, we're going to indoctrinate the kids. Doesn't matter what the parents want. Totally screwing up little children, teaching them they're another sex so they can mutilate them. Hundreds of secret NATO documents leaked. Portugal's general staff of the armed forces has been targeted by a prolonged and unprecedented cyber attack, resulting in the leak of a raft of secret NATO documents, local media reports. So a new WikiLeaks that has happened. Gas pipeline explodes in Louisiana. The explosion of underwater pipeline triggered by fire in Lake Leary in Louisiana on Thursday. The U.S. Coast Guard responded to a massive fire that broke out. Hundreds of plants being blown up. Hundreds of food processing centers being blown up. The list goes on and on and on. And then this final big subject I'll hit later after our next guest leaves us. There are massive attacks in Memphis, in Atlanta, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, New York against white people by racist, crazy black people brainwashed that whites are bad, driving around live streaming, shooting pregnant white women, you name it, and bragging that they deserve it because they're white. This is the corporate media trying to get a race war going. 99% of black people do not support this, and they're not our enemy. But they're trying to get us to kill each other. Just like when they wind up some crazy white supremacist to go into a black grocery store and kill a bunch of people in Buffalo. That, ladies and gentlemen, we later learned, had federal fingerprints all over it. So let's not be stupid. We knew this was coming. It's terrible what's happened to the victims. It's horrible. Biden won't respond to it. When a crazy guy goes and shoots kids, it's the top story for a month. But when a crazy, brainwashed black person does it, they cover it up because they're trying to build this momentum with these George Soros DAs letting these killers out to do this again, to just have everything break down and hoping white people get pissed and go in and randomly kill black people. A black woman at the grocery store, it's not her fault somebody in another state who's black and racist went and killed white people. Or if a white person does bad things to black people, it's not other white people's fault. It's the person that did it. And I know our general audience knows that. But let's not take the bait 60 days out from the election. Is there a giant war against white people? Is there 20-to-1 black-on-white crime? Yes. It's a tiny minority of brainwashed black males doing it. And we need to prosecute them. We need to stop them. They need to be punished. But we do not blame black people. We blame the corporate media that hyped it up and then covered it up. They're the real ones doing it. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.